Hey guys, welcome back to the Marketing Food Online podcast. This is your host, Damian Roberti, and I will show you how to bring your recipe to the marketplace. I've been in the food business now for an excess of 20 plus years, and I've run my own business. My wife and I started a small candy and snack company actually out of our home, and then it was sold locally to fairs and farmers markets and festivals. And then we grew that into a commercially licensed business that we sell through the internet, and we are operating, I think it's 7 stores now online. We've shipped products from our Etsy shop alone to over 13, 15 countries around the globe. And we've had some really, really great experiences so far with our e-commerce business. And that's how we've grown our brand to date. So let's get this podcast started. So today's podcast is actually going to get into the topic of home-based food production in the state of Virginia. I've actually had several questions and comments in regards to how to get that up and running in Virginia. So with the vast amount of resources at my fingertips, I'm going to put this podcast together. And I'm going to actually introduce briefly what it takes to get started in Virginia to have a food business operating from your home. And then I've actually got a video series, a tutorial video, which is going to go into much, much more deeper details as far as what you need to do to get up and running, including going through the websites and all of the resources you need to get your business started from Virginia right out of your home. Because Virginia is actually a very interesting state that has the food cottage laws there are quite interesting because they don't actually differentiate a food business from a commercially produced facility. And what I mean by that is that they allow you to sell to pretty much anyone and everywhere, as far as to restaurants if you wanted to, or local grocery stores if you're producing a food product from home, because the law doesn't differentiate between the two. So there's no distinguishing differences if you're making a product from home or if you're in a commercial facility, which is actually quite amazing, and it's one of the more I don't want to say lenient, but it's got a lot more options when you're operating from Virginia. So the only thing that I would say, Virginia food laws, the cottage food laws, their application process is kind of lengthy. It does have quite a bit of information that when you're filling out that application that you'll have to give them. They also have a kitchen inspection, and they do have a training for acidified food products course. And they have a home food processing operations course. It's kind of an annual fee, but it's around $40 to $50 a year, which is not that bad. But in regards to what I was mentioning before, their laws do not distinguish between having a commercial operation or a home-based operation. And that opens up the doors to a lot of different venues that you can sell your products to and sell your products through. And things such as farmers markets and local restaurants. And you can also go to retail stores. You can offer them at roadside stands. Now, this is also a state that is unlike others. You can sell a product online, okay? But you actually have to deliver it or have it delivered in person to the end user, the customer, okay? So, but it's great because it can free up, it can open up the door to a lot of new orders if you've got a website set up and you can take that order, but you have to actually deliver it in person to the customer. So you can establish kind of a delivery radius, a delivery, a certain amount of miles from your home, and you can include that in your potential customer base, which is great to build up a brand locally. And again, if you're not familiar with selling food online or even selling food in general or selling it in person, this will give you an opportunity to experience that and kind of see whether or not you want to pursue it into something that's going to be a full-time business. But starting part-time, it can be hugely beneficial having the capacity to sell food from your home and generate revenue doing something that you love. Virginia also has no sales limit, so you can actually produce as much product as you want from your home. But of course, you know, you've got to claim that as an income on your taxes every year, as any other business would be. But unlike some other states that limit the amount of sales that you can have dramatically, some states it's only around $10,000 at the most over the span of a year. Some states are $50,000 to $70,000, This one actually has no sales limit. So it's pretty good if you ask me. If you live in Virginia and you're looking to do a cake business or cupcakes or whatever it may be that you want to sell, and I'm going to go through briefly a list of some products that you can sell through your home. So let's get started with that. If you're looking to get in the baking business or food production business from home, you can get quite an extensive list of items. Of course, cookies and breads, muffins and scones, donuts of all kinds, cakes. The only thing with the cake is that you cannot have any ingredients in actually any of these products that have to be refrigerated because they may be time or temperature sensitive. Okay, and what that means is that you don't want to have an ingredient that could potentially become hazardous to somebody's health if they consume it, if it's not refrigerated or kept at a certain temperature, okay? So when I say cakes, if you've got a filling, if you've got something that's like a buttercream or meringue that's got raw egg, anything that's got raw ingredients, you want to stay away from it, and that's kind of prohibited because that would be considered something that's potentially hazardous. So getting back to the list of what you can make, anything like bagels and brownies and cookies, as I mentioned, tortillas and sweetbreads, all of these you can do. When it comes to candies, you can do chocolates, you can do cotton candies, you can do truffles, baked candies that could be in an oven that's baked. If you want to do brittles, rock candies, or even fudge, all of these items, to be honest with you, are hugely popular when it comes to fairs and festivals, and they are easy to transport back and from these types of fairs and festivals, and they are easily one of the most inexpensive products to make that have great margins when you sell them at a fair and festival for a good amount of money. And a handful of other items that that you can actually sell, and again, this is unlike many states. When it comes to like pastries, even you can get into danishes and cones such as ice cream cones, even empanadas. Churros and pastries. When it comes to like the empanadas, of course, remember that you can't utilize meat or raw meat or anything like that in these items because, again, that's considered a potentially hazardous ingredient. So you want to stay away from it. So not to get too long into the description of all of these things that you can do, what I'm going to have available is going to be a video that'll be on my website that you can actually purchase that's going to have an accumulation of all kinds of resources specifically for the state of Virginia. As far as contact information, Department of Agriculture, you're going to have the information to incorporate yourself, the licensing part of it, who do you contact, that'll be available, and a slew of other resources that I'll have on that video. I just don't want to get too long with the podcast. So aside from that, the application for a home food processing operation would include just a few requirements. And they would be something such to the extent as like your basic business information. You definitely want to be incorporated if you're running a business from your home, no matter what it is, but especially if you're doing it with food. You're going to also have to have kitchen and storage area diagrammed out. And what that means is that basically the layout of your kitchen, they're going to want to just take a look at a sketch, a drawing showing how you're going to set up the area that you're going to produce your food product. And you want to also have a list of ingredients for the products that you're going to make. You have to have labels for each of the product, which are very simple. And again, I will cover that in that video that I will offer that will be available. That'll show you very simply how to make them and even where to buy the labels and get them at a fantastic price. The other thing that is kind of still up in the air that you do have to have approval on is your zoning. So you need to contact the zoning office in your local county or municipality to get your home business approved for that zoning, just to make sure that they're aware that you're producing. Aside from all of the kind of the hoops, if you want to say it, that you got to jump through, once you get that up and running, you're done. It is such a great state to run a business in. And I've been asked by several of my subscribers to do this really quick podcast. So just keep in mind that the application process may be a little kind of lengthy, a little bit to it, but once you get it finished, it's definitely worth it. You have no sales limit. You have a huge variety of products, and you also have the ability to sell to restaurants, which is something that most states do not allow. So having the ability to sell to restaurants and retail stores is a huge Plus, because you can have that could open the door for huge opportunities for you as a small business just from your home. And then from there, moving into a commercial setting to get yourself and, you know, to grow the business into something more than it could be. So with that being said, I just wanted to wrap up. I wanted to cover some of the basics on that, opening a home business in Virginia, just to let you know some of the simple parts, the aspects of doing it. And I will, what I will do is I'm going to have a video put together. We'll have a lengthy video that you can access through my website. And with that being said, I do appreciate you guys listening. And if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel yet, check out the YouTube channel. If you want to go to the search box at the top of YouTube, type in Marketing Food Online, and that'll give you an opportunity to see over nearly 300 videos I've got up there with free resources that you can look at to bring your food product to market. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And as always, if this was extremely helpful, do give me a big thumbs up. If you have any questions about any of this information and you live in Virginia, or maybe you have a family member who's in Virginia who may benefit from my podcast, please let them know. I definitely appreciate that. So with that being said, thank you guys and have a wonderful evening.